What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Right now, I'm doing a six-week series on pillars. Okay, what is a pillar? A pillar is something that holds something up. So when we think about this home, this gift of family, this fatherhood opportunity you and I have, we have to make sure that there are pillars or a foundation holding things together. The six pillars that I'm talking about are faith, family, finances, fitness, freedom, and fun. Okay. So the first week I talked about faith, the second week I talked about family. I find myself really rambling because these concepts are really just massive concepts. They could be 6, 10, 15, 20 week series all on their own, but I'm just trying to open up your mind to go, okay, hey, this is an important thing that I need to pay attention to for my family. This isn't just, hey, these are my core values, like our family loves to travel, and this isn't a guiding principle, hey, we're honest in our home. What are some of the things that hold the foundation together? What are you building your life upon? And so faith, family, and finance is the one we're talking today. And then there's three more I'm going to cover in the next 3 weeks. Okay, I'm going to break it down in like four sections. What is this? Why does it matter? Some stories around it, and then some practical implementation. So when I say finances, we think about money, and that's true, and that's what I'm going to lean into, but it takes resources to operate a home. It takes resources to operate a family. But when I think about resources, I think about it in three ways. I think about money, which is the obvious one. I think about energy, okay? And I think about time. Now, am I being a good steward? If those are gifts that I have or resources I have available to, am I being a good those things? But let's dig into finance a little bit. What do you believe about money? And you could really place time or energy with this. What do you believe about money? Is there enough? Do you have enough? I find myself over the years, I grew up really thinking in a sense of a bit scarce mindset. So you think of, do I think in scarce, there's not enough? Or do I think in abundant, there's more than enough? And I had this concept recently, right? We live in Hawaii. There was the last mango in the house and everybody loves mango. And when I saw the mango, I thought, how do you see this mango? Is this the very last mango? I better cut it myself. I want to get a big chunk of that. I don't know if I want to share it because it's the last one. Or do I look at the mango and go, that is infinity mango sitting right there. I have all the tools and resources in a sense in that seed that if I were to go plant that, there's infinity. There's more than enough. There's enough. I could feed the whole earth if I did it right. It would take a long time, but that's the difference. When I see the same object, it could be the very last one, or it could be the tool that I need to create infinity number. So I ask you, do you typically look at money as scarce, there's not enough, or I can go get more, there's enough? When you're talking in your home, okay, about your job or about the government, is it the man's always out to get you and the man's holding you down and we would have more if it wasn't for this, that, or the other? You're always passing it to somebody else's fault. There's complaining around this pillar, right? Whatever that is, you're passing that to your kids. Are you generous as a family? Even if you may not be buying the most luxurious car or you might not consider yourself rich per se, are you generous? Or is every dollar you get, you got to hoard it? And maybe even with your own family, are you generous with your own family? Now, that doesn't mean we go get pizza and hot fudge sundaes every single night, but you as the dad, do you find yourself hoarding it and looking at it scarce? And we can't do that. I love that scene. I think about Uncle Rico taking Napoleon to the grocery store and he yells at him in front of the cute girl. Hey, we can't get the fun pack. What do you think? Money grows on trees. It's funny, but also if you're making those statements, what are you teaching your kids to be true about resources? That there's something different about them. There's something different about us. There's a reason why other people have resources or have the opportunity to go get resources and we don't. Okay. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying everybody's going to be a billionaire. The idea around, do I have enough or is there enough or is there not enough because of X, Y, or Z? That's an outside force. You really got to consider when you think about this finance piece, what are you teaching your kids? Now, here's a couple of stories. My son wants a bike right now. Now, I have car payments and I wish I would have done it differently. My parents taught me to do it differently. And that is my goal this year is to get out of my car payments. Okay. And so my son right now wants a bike. And so he wants an electric bike, surf, Hawaii, whatever. And so there's this wrestle, dad, can you get it and I pay you back? And I'm like, man, if I do that now, that's how everything will be done. And I get it in his mind. And same with how I bought my cars. In his mind, it's going to take me 6 months to raise this money. And then I'm closer to getting a car and I don't need it. Can you give me a loan? And I wrestle with this. But where I'm standing on it, it's been about 6 weeks as I gave him a job. He's filming everything for my fitness program. And so he's making money every day. And I'm helping him save that so that he can understand that if he puts the effort in and goes and gets the resources, then he can buy this on his own outright, not be owing me any money. And I feel like that's the gift. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. Right there, dude, I have enough work for you. And there's even, I just went in there now. I said, hey, I need 5 videos edited. You want to do it? He said, hey, I'll get it. So it's him tying that, because how much more motivation does he have now without the bike than if he had it? Another thing, my daughter's graduating high school soon. She's going to go to college. And we're really deep diving into conversations around not having debt after college. I paid off my student loans last year when I sold a house. It's, are you joking? 39, you pay off your student loans? So we're really going into it. Brooklyn, how do I partner with you to not have debt when you graduate from college? Okay, you're choosing college. This is why you're choosing it. This is what you want to do, but let's be smart about this. So we're reading a book together. We're having conversations. Just yesterday, we went out to lunch and we're talking about it. We're talking about, okay, which school do we choose and the cost of the difference in the cost and food and all those things. Now, on a practical level of some implementation ideas around this, ultimately, this is what I would tell you. Don't stop learning about resources. Don't stop learning about money. Don't stop learning about time. Don't stop learning about energy. And then pass that on to your kids. Because the reality is all of us are not experts in that field, right? We're not living this just total abundant life. There's always going to be this wrestle with the resources. So what are you learning? How are you progressing? How are you becoming more aware in a more abundant mindset, less debt, et cetera, et cetera? And then share that with your kids, have those conversations. They're not going to read every book you read or every article or watch every YouTube or whatever, but you can engage them in it and not just make it your thing. The other thing is Dave Ramsey's homeschool has a curriculum that's great. I did it with my kids when they were young. We did the whole envelope system, cash. I even added, they had 4 jars on the wall for each of them. And it was give, save, spend, and then a tax one, because I wanted to teach them about taxes. But then with the older kids, actually all of them now, I'm doing the Dave Ramsey homeschool for high school. And frankly, it's teaching me a lot. Show your kids your budget. Have a budget. I use YNAB.com, which is you need a budget. It's great. There's Mint. There's some other things, but have a budget. Talk about it with your family. And this is another great thing is I took my son to Lowe's recently, and I was going to run the errands by myself, but I took him with. And one of the things I had to grab was a water filter. Okay. And it was $56, I think. And when we grabbed the water filter for the fridge, he's like, dang, that's expensive. And I was like, yeah, when we're drinking water, it costs money. And so for them to understand those things is critical. But here's a point. Do you know how much that cost? That's not the point. You get it in my tone. The point isn't to shame them around money. So be aware of the things you say about money in your home, because you probably have your own baggage. If you do, get that crap figured out and don't pass that to your kids. Okay, I think that's it. We could go on and on. Don't stop learning. Go listen to a podcast with your kids, find documentaries, learn and think about what you believe and think about what you're passing on to your kids. Is that what you want? If not, change it. All right, if this is helpful, please write a review. I'm doing 6 weeks of these pillars, foundation for faith, family, finance, fitness, freedom, and fun. Come back, check them all out. Write a review if you find this beneficial. All right, my dudes, remember who you are. You are a father, and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we are changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.